Kum len la blab gemara. We're starting today the very last mesechta and shas mesechta nida. This will take us straight to the end. And these are one of the few cases where Shammai is more lenient than Hillel. We're talking about a nida, a woman who. Quickly, introduction. There's a nida and there's a ziva. A nida is a woman that sees blood from her uterine, and that renders her tummy. And she is tummy for 7 days. It doesn't matter if she sees blood the entire 7 days. She's tummy for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikveh and she is clean. As long as she doesn't... At the end of 7 days, as long as right before the end of the 7 days, she stops seeing, she then goes to the mikveh. Then you have a ziva. Ziva is from day number 8, right, for the next 11 days, which is like out of kilter. It's not her normal cycle. We say that it's an ad hoc thing that makes her into a zava. And a zava, the rule is, if she saw 1 day or 2 days, she's a zava ketan, which means that for 1 day she has to keep separate, ma'atayda. If she sees 3 consecutive days, then for 7 days she is tummy, but she has to have 7 clean days. If she sees blood during any of those 7 days, she starts counting all over again. So she needs 7 clean days.
So the etzem, the ladies do nowadays go to chumrah, isn't it? That they took on themselves the chumrah.
Zaira said, exactly. Ladies throw chumrah al atzman, because it's so confusing, they put the two together, take all the chumras. That's why I don't want to take the chumras of nidah, the chumras of zavah, all together. So that's what, now, in those days, there was an additional thing, besides her being tameh, is also, if she touched taris, do they become tameh? Now, the thing is, she doesn't check herself every 2 seconds. So what happens? She finds out that she's a nida, and she touched something 3 hours ago. What happens with that? We have three opinions, Shammai, Hillel, and Shammai and Hillel, and the Chachamim. Shammai is going to be the most lenient and say, now, she became tameh. Now, that's when she told me, an hour ago she touched something, we don't say, oh, maybe she was tameh at the time. Comes Hillel and says, no. From the last time, let's say a week ago was the last time. Sorry?
When you find out.
Sorry. When you find out on Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, from now on, anything she touches will be tummy, but 3:30 in the afternoon, what she touches, not. Basil says, we go back to the very last time. Yeah, when it left, the last time was a week ago, then everything she touched in the last week, she's tummy. Hill is very machmer. The Chacham say, no, we're going to go back to 24 hours or to the last check, whichever is less. So we're trying to be make, you know, if the last check was 6 hours ago, then that's anything in the last 6 hours is tummy, but not beyond that. If the last time you check was 2 days ago, then we just go back 24 hours. Okay, these are the three opinions. The Gemara will explain what's going on here. Mishnah. Shammai says, Kol Hanoshim, all the women, Dayan, Shaitim, whenever they touch themselves and become tummy, that's when they become tummy from now on. We'll do Rashi in a minute. Hillel says, that Bezim Ralph, Mipkida Lipkida, from whenever the last time she checked herself, Vafilu Liyam Harbe, even if it might have been a long time, too bad. And the Chachamim say, Loike Divrezev, Loike Divrezev, not like either opinion. Me'ace Le'ace, Me'am Etes Aidem, Mipkida, 24 hours is reduced if you checked yourself within the 24 hours. Kidim is checking. And checking is mametes. Let's say she checked herself a week ago, is reduced ayidema esles through 24 hours. Rashi, Shammai imer kol anoshim dayin shaitan imer also dam. If she saw blood, dai lonu, it's enough, sufficient. Im titma truma v'tara shetiga behen. If we make truma tummy or any tara that she touched, mishas riyah ve'elch, only from now on. From when she saw, I mean, we don't say ki hecha the hashta ishtakr dam bebezichitzim. We don't say just like now she found blood in her uterus. I havi botker nami mekamioch. As she checked earlier, havi ishtakr, she would have found the blood there. I, how come it didn't come out yet? Because koisle beserechem hemidua. The moment she bleeds, even though it's internally, she's tummy, she's a nida. And so maybe just because you saw it now 4:30 in the afternoon, maybe she already had the blood there sitting from 2 o'clock. It just took a while to drain out. The kaimlo periyetsa day from kol anoshim mitamas beis achitzim. We know that their tummy ready if the blood is already outside of the cervix in the beis achitzim, even before it comes out into the open. So therefore, but we should be choishes shama, no, without choishes at all. We'll soon see why not. Chitzoin, outside. Mipkida lebekida, Hillel says, we look at the last time you check yourself. Botka atzma be'echa b'shabbos. You checked yourself on a Sunday. Umetasa toyna. She found that she was toy. And then Ulayim Levi Botka, on Wednesday she checked herself with Motza Tamei found Tamei. Chayshinen, we are worried. Umetama Mesafik, we're Metame from a Safik. We don't know for sure, but in Safik, call Atadash and is asking, man, anything that she touched, Mishaz, B'dikas, Echad, Mishabas from Sunday. Why? The Shema Im Silukadeh, maybe as soon as she stopped touching, checking, Rasa, she saw Dam. The case was Echad, maybe do it. How come she didn't see it? Because the case.
A couple days for it to bleed out.
To bleed out, exactly. And she's Tamei as soon as it happens. Okay, as soon as she feels the blood moving out of the thing, she's awesome. Tommy Mateta.
Is there a difference, Lagabi, the halacha, benegat, to something which is a sophic?
Yes. The difference, you don't burn the truma, for example. If it's truma and we set it aside because you're Tommy Vadai, we burn it. But if it's truma and it's a sophic, like you don't burn it, you just let it rot because you know, ain't sophic, now it's sophic truma. Yeah. Now, a woman, if she doesn't feel blood coming out, she's not tummy matayda. She found blood stains on her clothing. It's called a kesem, a stain. It's only midrabon. Because matayda, she has to be marked. She has to feel the blood coming out. She was sitting and suddenly she finds blood on the seat. But she didn't feel it coming out. Then matayda, she's not tummy, it's only midrabon. Okay. Next Rashi, Vafiliyam Harba, even for a long time before, Bain Bedikah to Shain Lashneer, between the first checking and the second one is a long time, Metamin and Kola, Tadash and it's asking her time, when Metame, all the Tadas that she was involved in from then in between. Aval Hanach the Mekame Bedikah Kamaisa, but anything prior to that is, of course, Tadas. Dr. Shabotka, when she checked herself on Sunday, Matza Tadas, she found out she was tired. Like Divrei Zeh, the Chacham say, we're not going to follow Hillel, Shemachme Yeshvada is way too stringent. We don't believe that such a long time the blood has been sitting there hanging around. But nor, like you said, we're not going to be so makel as Beishamai. As Shamai, this is actually Shamai and Hill, not Beishamai. Shemekel Yeshra, he is too lenient. The maximum is 24 hours, or if she checked herself less than that.
Chachamim saying you break into 24-hour blocks.
Or checking.
If you find in this 24-hour block, you go back onto the last 24-hour block.
No. You only whatever time it was, you go back 24 hours or less if you checked yourself within those 24 hours. So the pkida reduces the time of the basically the 24 hours, and the meisle reduces the time. If the last pkida was 2 days ago, then we're only going to go back 24 hours, no further. So that the maximum is 24 hours. So Rashi says, "Im yesh yomim harbe." If there's a long time, bein pkida le pkida. We're not going to go ahead and say that everything she touched between is her, is tummy. Only those she is asking him that she was involved in me'etmoil b'shor hazois, literally 24 hours, not 4 o'clock in the afternoon until last night. 24 hours. But tabayir abon nefarshik mam kama gemar. The more explain later on what their reason is. Nimtzer me'es la'es ma'met as man mipkidu b'kidu. The 24 hours can reduce the time between the last checking. On the other hand, and the checking can reduce the time of 24 hours. If she checked 4 hours ago, says Rashi, if the time from the last checking was mu'ed less than 24 hours, from 4 hours ago, let's say, follow that, to be lenient. She checks in the morning, she found Tehida. Then the Chazra Botka Arbi, she checks up in the evening, Umatasa Tmei, found Tommy. The Ambarin of the Kaf Mastisin, Pa'omim, Tzicha Lid, but Dekha Shach, something to check in the morning, Ubein Hashmosh, Lame, Tamim, Tash, Lelemish. Yeah. It says later on that she checks herself twice, in the morning and at night. Pa'omim, Tzicha Lid, but Dekha Shach, Ubein Hashmosh. She checks every morning and every night. Remember, in those days, we think kashrus is difficult. In those days, tumah v'tahara was extremely difficult.
You had to know every single thing that you had.
And look how careful you have to be. Check yourself every morning, every night. So if she checked herself in the morning, then anything that she touched before the morning is not a problem. Even though it's within the 24 hours. We can't say the blood was there b'hai shaita. You don't say that because you check yourself. Only those things that you touched after the morning. Al yad through, al koyach mipkid lepkidah who bo. It's coming by checking umemata and reduce it. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Kol isha any woman she yesh leveses. Anyway, this is important to remind ourselves of the laws of nidah. Any woman that has a fixed cycle, then daya shaita. It seems everyone agrees. Even Shammai, even Hillel. Let's say a woman sees today we don't really have that, but in those days women had a very fixed regular cycle. So they see every 28 days. Then if she saw any time, 28 days, we're not worried at all that she saw before. So if she saw 26 days, we'll definitely say it happened then. It was a fluke. Don't even bother worrying about a minute before, because it's totally out of sync with her body, you know, the biology of her body. Okay, so it's a fixed...
touch diashite.
Diashite means enough that moment. It's enough that that moment we're going to say whatever she touches from now on his tummy. Let's not add any more time to it. Rashi kol isha sheyesh leveses kavua gimel pamim. A fixed cycle means three times. Ubotka b'shas vesta, and she checked herself. Umotzosat meish found tummy. Diashite. No, we're talking about here. She actually saw at the time of a regular cycle. We're not talking about she saw out of sync. Out of sync is the first part of the Mishnah. She saw day 24. In those days, almost all the women had a fixed vessel. So she saw, normally she's every in 28 days. She saw day 24. That's the machlekes shamehil lechachamim. But if she saw on day 28, everyone agrees you don't go back even a minute. The lekel amema, we can't say the mikora have a hosom is there. The vaday oida areach bezmanibo. Surely it came on the right time. Back to the Mishnah, Hamishamesh is be'edim. We'll see later on that it's a recommended or it's a mitzvah. You have to check yourself. It was called edim because they're like witnesses to whether she's Torah or not. A woman used to check herself before she had tashmish with her husband, and then again after she had tashmish, to make sure that she didn't become a nidah during the tashmish. Because if she became a nidah during the tashmish, then she and her husband are both tummy. And the husband takes out all the dinim of her. Hamishamesh is be'edim. If she had tashmish with these cloths, that cloth is good enough, as if she checked herself. If she's clean, then the next time I say she sees blood, then she only goes back to that shmat and was going back any earlier. Through that, we're going to reduce the time to 24 hours. If she checks herself after tashmi, she finds blood, we'll say that's it. We don't go back any time before then. The aliyad mipkida mipkida, and through that and through 24 hours, we reduce it. Kate said. We call it an aid, a witness, because it tells us what happened. Dainu besadin, a piece of cloth, kedim linen tashmish, ulach tashmish. Harezu kpidin, like checking yourself, imagine yad. V'im ros adam, achikach, bebdikas arvis. She checks about tashmish, she was clean. And then at night, she checks up again. V'hi shimsha betzaraim, and she had tashmish during the day. So this is close to me, she had a lot of tashmish by day. Be'edim with edim leimet taminin taharis.
Be'edim means
with those cloths. Yeah. Very good. Leimet taminin taharis the bedikah shachris atashim. You don't say, oh, so let's go back to the morning. In other words, the bedikah of tashmish is also considered a bedikah. Shadikoyim tashmish botko matzah toida. But luckily, you can't say mekame hochavi the blood was there before elahana the tashmish elok tameis. You know, well, the bedikah of tashmish is just as good as the normal bedikah. Exactly, in the morning. Yeah. Back to the Mishnah. What do you mean it's enough? Hoisa yeshevas b'mitzvah. She was sitting on a bed or on a stool. She was touching tares. And then appears she walked away. She then saw he tameya. She will be tamei. Vehein tohidas. They are toy. Afa pisha omru metam mesles. Okay, a second. That's it. Now the Mishnah says an important thing. Even though we're machmir, we go back 24 hours. So when does she start counting in Nidah? When we go back 24 hours, we're saying that maybe she started in Nidah yesterday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So is that the day number one? Because the Nidah is 7 days. And then the end of 7 days, are you clean? You're clean, go to the mikveh. So when do you start counting the 7 days? He says, this that we go back 24 hours is merely a stringency, it's a chumrah. We don't know for a fact that she was there 24 hours. The fact is that now you're tummy. We're machmir that may be yesterday, but as far as Nidah is concerned, we can't be mekel and say, okay, we'll stop from yesterday. Exactly, definitely so. Even though we say go back 24 hours, she counts the days of Nidah only from the moment that she saw. Rashi, there's no verses. From the moment she saw. Says, my time is the Shammai. Why is Shammai so lenient? If she sees Dam, he says, that's it, starting from right now. Why is Shammai so lenient? So we have a concept called chazaka, which is status quo. We don't know what happened. Leave things status quo and say that whatever change happened, happened now. A change happened here. She became a nidah. Prior to that, she was not a nidah. So we don't know when the prior to that changed. If you don't know when it changed, say it happened now. She had a cheskes tara. She was Torah until now. So we're going to leave it on the chazaka because we don't know and leave things the way they are. In fact, now we need to understand Hillel. So why is Hillel? Machmir goes back to the last time. Mishnah, the Gemara. My time, what is the logic? The Shammai, somebody hold, he omed isha al cheskosha, leave the woman on her chazak and her status quo. Isha becheskas, tahirei medes, and she was tired till now, so she's tired onwards. New and Hillel. The Hillel, Hillel says, yes, whenever we don't know what happened, you leave things status quo. But over here, we can see that something definitely happened because she's now an Idah. The question is only, so we know the status quo broke already. Once you broke the status quo, you can't tell me can't leave things. Yeah. No, if you don't know if anything happened at all, when do we say leave things a chazaka? You don't know if anything happened. Anything happened? We don't know. You know, till now it was all right. Exactly. Here we can see Reyes Sobefonenu. We see that she's in it right now. So definitely the status quo was broken. We don't know how far back to go. What is the status quo going to tell us? When there's no weakness, no within herself, I will eat a woman. It came from within her. I mean, we don't say leave it status quo. Let's do Rashi. You want to metame her suffix. Linya tada is the kaidim riya suffix avila. Regarding the tada, she touched an hour ago, 2 hours ago, it was only a suffix. The question is when the blood started coming out. Dami kaidim lachain suffix lahava. It's a suffix whether there was. Havel suffix lahava. Kaidim lachain suffix lahava. Hilch therefore haomit ishal cheskasa. Leave it where it is. Haisa kaidim riya. Kishin is asking but tada say, what was she before? She was tired. Leave it that way. Kigain suffix. Okay, skip on Rashi. Page. Kivan the Megufa Kachazia Mu'edes Ilakach. Rashi adds something. Normal pshad is that there's a reyes now. We see that the status quo changed. Rashi adds more. Rashi says that we know that it'll always happen that this reyes. In other words, it's not just a reyes on its own. Maybe it's not such a that won't break the chazaka. But here the reyes definitely is happening. We know today that tomorrow shall be a nidda. One day shall be a nidda. So therefore, since the reyes will definitely happen, the status quo is never strong. It's never a strong status quo because we know it'll always be broken. Not only because we happen to see now that it's broken, which is also enough Rashi adds more to it. Because since we know for sure the status quo will be broken sometime in the near future, this is not called a status quo.
She has versus Kabul.
Yeah, so every woman will eventually see Dam.
There's never a Chazak of Tara.
There's never a Chazak of Tara if you don't know. That's why Hillel says it's only checking. If the last time you checked was 2 weeks ago, then everything in between is suffix tame. Exactly. Kivin luchazik moy edes ilakach. Definitely she'll see. Ain lo cheskatara, no cheskatara. No cheskatara.
Status quo only works if something is consistent.
Sorry?
Status quo only works, not even consistent, so it stays the same.
Status quo is when you don't know. You don't know, according to what Rashi right now, even if you see a Reyeser right now, I will say leave it the status quo. Because till this thing happened, she was tired. But because while she was tired, we knew that it definitely she'll become Tabe. It's no longer a strong Chazaka. But others in parts of Shad is that now there's a Reyeser, now there's a weakness here, and that in fact there's a weakness here right now that breaks the status quo.
And the Machlek. Isn't there another Chazaka that she has a set cycle, or is this not talking about the cycle?
I'm talking about that she saw, but definitely she saw outside of the cycle.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So according to Shammai, there's a chazaka here. According to Hill, there's a reyesim in front of us. According to Shammai, there's a big machlek chakira. What is this chazaka? Is this a logical thing, or just a halach, and that's how it is? Is it a logical thing because you don't know what to do, then probably it was the way it was, or not? So Shammai holds, it's a halachic thing. Halacha says you don't know what he's supposed to do. Shed Moshe Rabbeinu and Sinai, follow the chazaka. Either is a reyeser right now, it doesn't matter, but we don't know when it happened. And the fact is, till now she was told, leave it the way it is. Hillel says, no, it's a logical thing. And if the whole thing is logical, the fact that she was Torah yesterday, but now that we see she's Tamei, how does the Torah yesterday tell us that the tumah started right now? What does one thing do with another? The fact is right now she's Tamei, it could have happened today, it could have happened yesterday, the day before. We don't know when it happened. So the fact that once upon a time she was Torah, it has no bearing on when this happened in logic. So why should the chazaka have any bearing with it? Is a reis in front of us? He holds a chazaka is based on svara. And on svara, if it's a reis before us, it breaks the whole chazaka. And the chazaka tells nothing. Shammai says chazaka is a halacha thing. You don't know? Leave it the chazaka. That's the crux of the argument. Says the Gemara, Okay, let me ask a question. The mikveh, the Gemara is going to repeat itself a few times. How is it different than mikveh? We have a similar story about mikveh. We learn mikveh. There was a mikveh. A mikveh needs 40 sash. Did you measure it? You measured it on a Wednesday, and you found that the mikveh did not have 40 sash. So all the kalim, all the vessels he put in there that were tameh to go immersed in the mikveh. Right? What happens to them? You did them on Tuesday, on Monday. What do we do? So it says in Mishnah, mikveh, there's a mikveh, shenimdid, you measure the mikveh, v'nim tzuchasa, you found that was missing, called taharah, shenasal gabav, all the taharahs that you used the kalim that were immersed in this mikveh yesterday and the day before, is lemafreya, bein b'shusar rabim shesayochid. Now we have a general rule, a safik tumah shesayochid, we're always machmah, like a saita. A saita, we don't know what happened, we treat her as if she committed infidelity. But in the shusar rabim, a safik tumah in the shusar rabim is tar. Because the Saita is only in the Shusar Yachid, not in the Shusar Rabim. But here... No, Shusar Rabim. It's in the Shusar Rabim. You have in public. So you don't know if there was did you touch the Sheret? Did you touch the Sheret? You don't know if he touched it. So a Safik Tumah Shusar Rabim, why? Because you're learning from Saita, and Saita does not happen only in a private place, not in a secluded place, not in a public place. So if this mission is telling us that it's Tameh, whether it's Shusar Yachid, whether it's Shusar Rabim, what's the mission really telling us? It's not just a Safik, it's a Vaday. Definitely, if you found the mikveh today missing 40 sar, we're not going to say, oh, but yesterday, maybe. No. Definitely was missing yesterday also. And all the kalim that you use are definitely still tummy.
Back to the last time it was measured.
Exactly, the last time you measured. So this is a kash on everybody. Shammai says we don't go back. Hillel says it's only a suffix when we go back. And here it says it's a vade that tummy. Says the Gemara, mikveh nimdid v'nim tzuchaser, kol tadish and asagab, all the tadish you did with the kalim of mercy, mikveh the mafreya, going back, bein bishus rabim, bein bishus yachid, tmei as a tamei. L'shame kash l'mafreya, shame b'chal's question, why go back at all? And l'hil kash l'vadai. Hill says only a suffix, and he says clearly that it's a vade tamei. V'harai is a shus rabim, suffix is, there's no suffix, shus rabim is also, everything is tamei. What's anything more explains? The lemeis leisha benida. When Hill says you go back toiling, all it is a suffix. We leave it in suspense. So what do you mean? What do you do with all the tadas or the truma? You're not allowed to eat it because maybe she was tummy when she touched it. But never loy surfing. You're not allowed to burn it. Vilahocha here tuma vada. Here says clearly, but even if she's a rabbi, it's a tuma vada. What's the difference? Rashi. Any taras you use the kelim, whether the mikvah is in shus rabim, the kaimel and suffik to shus rabim is fakir in shus rabim. Any suffik is toyer hochad tummy. Here's tummy. Why the love suffiku elavade? Can the father time to come and b'shmaya explain? Is l'shame kashal mafrei? Why go back at all? We go back. We don't say here omid mikvah al chaskas and leave things the way they are. According to Hillel, we go back. We're only metame suffig meis leis lerabbanon. We're using the word meis leis, even though Hillel doesn't hold the meis leis. Hillel says go back to the last time you checked, but we're using the same word that Chacham used meis leis. But they both hold the same principle that it's only a suffig. Wadin pkid lepkid the Hillel toiling imtru mehen, leaving in suspense. V'lois sarfin kemshon lebrayso roy kessel mekame pirk. You don't burn them. V'lochem mikveh it's truma vada metamilu lemafrei. Go back. V'sarfin it's a truma. How do I know? You burn it from Mictoni because it says B'shusa Rabim Tomei Alma Kevadeh Mashle. It's like a Vadeh. The Gemara, there's a difference between mikveh and a woman. So Rashi says by using the word Me'eis La'eis, it's Rabban, yeah. Says the Gemara, there's a difference between the case of mikveh, back to the Gemara, six lines, seven lines on top. Hossam, over there we have another chazaka. What were these kalim before you put them in the mikveh? Tomei. So therefore, because the kalim were tummy till now, and the question is, did these kalim become toy? You looking at the mikveh and you're saying, well, the mikveh was toy till now. I'm looking at the kalim because what's coming in contact with the tar?
What's the chazaka of them?
They have no the chazaka that were tummy, and since we don't know if the mikveh was toy when you immersed them in the mikveh, therefore we leave them with a chazaka. The obvious question is, okay, here a second. So the Gemara, where are we? Sorry. Leave the things that were tummy on their chazaka, the ema loy tavol, and say that what that was not a proper tzvila. So therefore, it's a tumah vada. For the Gemara, why are you focusing on the keli and focus on the mikveh? And the mikveh was tired till now. Leave it and say that what that has been tired according to Shammai, or at least only a safi according to him. Adrabe ha'amid mikveh al ches kosay, that was tired till now. The aim of loychasa, nothing is missing. The fact is, it is missing. The fact is, it's missing. It breaks a little bit the chazaka, and we have the chazaka of tamei for the kalim. So therefore, over here is different. If you're telling me the fact that there's a reyes and that breaks it, it's according to Shammai. Why does Shammai say, I ignore the fact that she's an idiot? I'll say it happened from now on. Let's say that now there's blood. Let's make it retroactive. Or the retrospective. Just like by the case of the mikveh, we're saying it's retrospective. What's a chilek? Says, hash to the chazoy. No, when it came to the nidah, we'll say it happened now. So the mikveh says the same thing. No, there's two weaknesses by the mikveh versus one weakness by the nidah. Hachi hashta, what do you compare? Hasam ikalamim chasav asa chasav asa. Over there, it makes sense. A mikveh doesn't lose its water in one go, it's gradual. So therefore, it must have taken time. The question is, so when did it begin? Makes sense to say that maybe it started a week ago. So we're going to paskin that the mikveh was not. We have the cheskas tumah of the kelim, and we have a maybe by the mikveh, because it's impossible that it became, suddenly this second they lost the water. Where did the water go? Obviously, it's gradual. So therefore, we're going to say vaday tumah of the kelim is going to leave it as a vaday tumah. Hach over here. Why can't it be that now suddenly she saw the dam? By blood, does it take gradual? It happens spontaneously. So he said, why not? Well, my kusha dilma haggis, because he said, why? By woman also. Could be that it came out very slowly, and it, as we learned before, it can hang around her uterine for a while. Slowly. It hangs around the kusha base of chitzen. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Hosam ika tarti lidiusa. In the case of mikveh, you have two things wrong. You have the kelim that are tamei, and you have the fact chasal lefanecha. You have the chasal lefanecha, which weakens a little bit the chazaka that it was tari to not. And you also have the kelim were definitely tamei. And the question is, did something happen? You combine the two together, we'll say, we leave the kelim the way they are. That chazaka is a stronger chazaka than the mikveh, and therefore leave the way it's tamei. Over here, there's only one reyesa. Now she's a nida. All the taras that she touched were definitely tarred till now. Everything was definitely tarred till now. The only problem is that now she's so dumb. So when the problem is only in the Sridam, Shammai says, we only start counting for now. Hill says, we only treat it as a suffix. And the Rabbah says, we only treat it as a suffix. But in the case of the mikveh, it's not only that now there's missing water, but more than that is that the kalim were definitely tummy till now. How do you know that it changed that chazaka? That's the difference. That's a difference. Let's just do Rashi. Haggis. You don't know what Haggis is. Rashi. Haggis is about 25 lines above the white lines. Haggis, big word. Loshen revia, it grows. Shadam hoylev gadol. The blood is a little, flow increases. But daimu loy masav shvi. Where do you find it? Pei dal, but it's showing how you aimrim. Melaket adim betoshadei eitzim asavim. People collect all the twigs and grass in their fields. Haggis, pile. Kedera shemalaket mishachavele. Slowly it piles up. Kolei ma'idei shahaya dam rabba b'mokar. Inside her womb, the blood built up. Trickles out slowly, like mustard seed. In other words, only the excess blood initially starts to flow out. And this already started back a few days. How much blood does a woman have to see? The size of a mustard seed. Tartility, so what are the two things erased by mikveh? Put the tameh on the fact that he was tameh till now. The kelim were tameh till now. Or the person is tameh till now. Either kelim or a person that was tameh when in the mikveh and then you touch things. And there's a cheskes tar the mikveh to counteract that. But there's a reyesa there, shad chasal fanecha. Abel beach when it came to the woman be didahu the ikereisa, the chasan is only in her. Shahura cheskastara saktas. That we have a weakness here. Shari dam lefanecha, do we see blood? The question is now or from before. But that's only the only weakness we have. Otherwise, everything was tired till now. Just for one weakness, we're not going to ruin her hoil with talis. We don't find any other weakness. When you say, there remain tired. Talking about Vital, another question. Umayishna, how is it any different in the case of a chavis? The case of a barrel. What's the story of the case of a barrel? And here the question of a shamet. Now we learned, Hayaboydik as a chavis. What happens is you have a barrel, and you are going to use this barrel as to give truma for other wine that you made. So this is the barrel you can use for truma. Every time you use 2%, every time you make some truma, you go to this barrel, you make some truma, you go to the barrel, and you take out a little bit of truma. You made wine, and now you're giving wine. So you taste it from time to time, make sure it didn't go sour. So what happens, are you boidik as a chavis, you check the barrel, lias mafish alea truma, to use that as truma, and v'hoylich, and continued all the time, and v'achakach, and afterwards... and then you go drink from your other barrels, your wine, enjoy it. And you'll take it. The din by truma is that as soon as you thought you're going to give truma from here, that's good enough. So you'll do it tomorrow, next week. And then what happened was, and you found that it was vinegary. It was vinegar, it was acid. You're acidic, you couldn't give it away now in truma anymore. Question is, how far back do we go? This is what it says here. Kol gimel yami vade. The past, the big machlek is in the Gemara and another Gemara. What do you mean 3 days? Does it mean the first 3 days after you check last time definitely is good? Or does it mean the last 3 days after you check this time that vinegar was definitely bad?
Well, it takes 3 days to turn to vinegar.
Kogil yami vade. Vade what? Let's say it was on a Wednesday. Do we say that from Sunday definitely was vinegary for the last 3 days? Because it can't be that from sweet to... Exactly. It takes 3 days. Or the other way around. The last time you checked was 2 weeks ago. The first 3 days after you checked last time, 100% was good wine. Doesn't turn vinegary straight away. Okay. Anyway, so the 3 days, yeah, definitely. Mekan ve'elim, here in, suffix is a suffix. It is only a suffix. So what does he claim from here? That it's a suffix. So first of all, so according to Hill, is perfect. It's exactly what by neither. He says he go back a suffix. Here also go back as a suffix. In other words, you have to give truma again for all the things that you ate. Is kasha the shama shama? He said you don't go back at all, and here you go back. Says Yimar again. Over here, remember what's the status of the tvua before you gave truma? That you're not allowed to eat it. It's tevel. Tevel means tov loy. It's no good. You cannot eat it. Since everything till now you couldn't eat, so therefore the chazaka said that it's no good. So shama is made because the chazaka said that it's no good, that you cannot eat from it. The aim alone is But you have another chazaka here. The wine was good wine the last time you checked. And according to Shammai, the woman was tired, she's tired until you saw the blood. So say that the wine was good wine until now. Adrabe, her omid yain al chaskasa. He said that was good. The aimer say, lo yichmitz. It did not turn vinegary. So you must have, but had a hechel for another fact is it did. Nu hochen amid amidachet. Exact same question before. The nida also, there's a weakness now. She's a nida. Hashtu the chloe. But nida will say it happened now. Nu hochen amid hashachachachachachachach. Why can't it say it became vinegary now? When it comes to vinegar, it doesn't happen that way. It took time. So therefore, we have to go up and say that it probably happened a while ago, so the Bisham is murder. Over here, what, it came and went, doesn't work that way. Why not my kusha? Dilma hagas hagas chazisa again. Slow build up. So why can't they also it happened? See more answers. Same answer before. Over there, there are two. The case of the mikveh and the case of the barrel, there are two weaknesses. Why? In the case of the mikveh, we had the person himself was tamei, definitely tamei, or the kelim were tamei. And the question is whether the mikveh changed it. So definitely, then the mikveh itself is a problem because now it's missing. The barrel, that the tvua that you want to give truma for definitely needs truma. Definitely, you cannot eat from it. Maybe you gave truma, but now there's a weakness. It's vinegary. So because you have two reises, Shama is moida that it's a suffix. Go back. Hosam ike tati l'reusa, hocha ike chode l'reusa. Says the Gemara, okay, so chavis and mikveh are very similar. So how come by chavis we say everything is definitely tummy? Right? And we burn it and everything else. And why by mikveh we say it's only a suffix? Sorry, over on mikveh, we say definitely, that all the tatars that came in contact with this person, you have to burn. So vaday tummy, because of the two weaknesses. And by case of the barrel, we say it's only a suffix tummy. What's a chiluk? The rami chavis and mikveh maishna hocha vaday. Why in the case of mikveh we say definitely everything that he touches tummy, you got to burn it. Well, maishna hocha suffix. Why in the case of the barrel we say that it's a suffix, you got to give truma again. Amar Rab Chanina Mesuda, you're right. It's not the same author. Man, Tana Chaviz, who's the author of the Braisa of the barrel? That is Rab Shimoni. That is Rab Shimon. And Rab Shimon taka hold to the Gabi Mikvah, not me, Mr. Baker Mashrule. Rab Shimon holds a Mikvah, also it's merely a suffix. Who is this Rab Shimon? The Tanah, we looked in the Mishnah, Mikvah, Shanim, you measure the Mikvah, the Nim Tzachasa, and you found that it's missing. So if a person touched any of the tadas or the kelim, whichever one it is, even the shusharabim will say that everything that came in contact with his kelim that went to this mikvah tummy. Rab Shimon aimed by the shusharabim to hate us. Bishusiyachid tailin. Bishusharabim tired. Why? Because the suffix tumma is tired. Bishusiyachid, it's a suffix, so you don't burn it, you just let it in suspense. So clearly, that the Shimon, that the mish, the braisa of the barrel and the braisa of the mikveh is two different authors. Ushnehem, and both of them, Loilam Du, did not learn it from Elam Seita. We already learned the whole concept of Safek Tumah from Seita. Rabbana Savri, Rabban hold, because it says by Seita, the Torah uses the word Tumah. Look at the last Rashi on the page of Seita, the Chsiv, the He Nitma, Iskish Tumla Seita. Because the Torah uses the word Tumah by Seita, it's Isser. She's also, she's a married woman. She's the Torah uses the word Tumah is a lie. We learn the laws of Tumah from Seita. And Ushnein Lem Du Elam Seita, you learn from Seita. Rabban hold, Ki Seita, like Seita. Ma Seita Safiki. By a Seita, do we know for sure that she was a philanderer? No, so it's a suffix. V'asu kevadai. And yet, what do we say? She's not live with her husband until we determine what happened. Hachanami suffix over here, also by the case of the barrel, the case of the thing, it's a suffix. We don't know really if the mikveh was missing yesterday. We don't know if the wine was vinegar yesterday. But v'asu kevadai, the fact that she cannot live with her husband, which means we treat her like she's definitely committed a sin. So then we treat her like a vadai. And the reason is the double reyesa. If you're learning from Saita, and what do we know about a Saita? The Inishus Arabim, she is tired. If she was talking to this guy in public, there's nothing wrong. So how come we said by a mikveh Inishus Arabim, you still burn all the taras that came in contact with the kalim? Imis Saita, if a Saita, aim a key Saita, like a Saita, ma Saita, Bishus Arabim, tired, Shiram, tired, Hochanam, Shiram, tired. Say, Mara Hochi Hash, what are you comparing? By a Saita, you know why Shiram is tired? Because there is no Saita in Inishus Arabim. The whole idea of a Saita is that perhaps something happened untoward between him and her. When Shazarabim couldn't be. It's in public. So therefore, it's not trapped in Shazarabim and the suffix there is Mutter. There is no suffix, Shazarabim. It can't be. Hasa Mishum Stidu. The whole Easter of Saita is the seclusion. Vistir Shazarabim Lekka. How can it seclude Shazarabim? Hacha Mishum Chasru. What are we worried about here? We're worried that the mikveh is missing water. Does it make a difference whether the kalim came in contact with the taras or shusharam or shuzayachid? The same problem. Did the mikveh have 40 son or not? Mali chasru shuzaram, mali chasru shuzayachid. Ay, v'chitemi, you tell me how cold, almost finished. How cold, suffik tumim shuzaram is tired. But we have a rule that any suffik tumim shuzaram is tired. So why over here, l'poy l'abi machmed? The rule is that it's tired. We said over here that this is worse. Here we have a double whammy. First of all, the kalim were tummy until you put it in the mikveh. That's number one. Number two, the mikveh itself is questionable. The kalim, the barrel, the food that you're using the truma for, you cannot eat until you gave truma. And the wine that you use is also questionable. So therefore, because you have a double whammy here, we treat it like a vada, that even the shusharabim is tired. Kivan the ikat tartil yusuf, give vada tumma, like a tummy. Okay, and we'll stop again tomorrow, Mr.